From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting confusion hampers the settlement of refugees. A group of migrants scuffled with Hungarian police Wednesday when they refused orders to leave a railway train and head to a detention camp. European Parliament President Martin Schulz says member states can absorb large numbers of refugees as long as arriving migrants are not concentrated in only a few states. The EU plans to hold emergency talks on the refugee crisis September 14th. UN experts, meanwhile, are warning that Syria's four-year-old civil war has spilled far beyond its borders, as we're seeing, and that the world cannot ignore the plight of the refugees. Lisa Schlein takes a look.
In this report, the UN Commission presents a particularly pessimistic view of the increasingly complex and bloody war in Syria. The four human rights experts in the group say all of Syria's disparate warring factions are committing war crimes, crimes against humanity, and other serious violations every day. The commissioners, who have just returned from the region, say they are shocked by what they call the indescribable suffering expressed by the victims in their testimonies. Lisa Schlein, Geneva.
Former Congolese rebel leader Bosco Ntaganda denied being a killer and war criminal Thursday as he spoke at his trial in The Hague. Ntaganda acknowledged being nicknamed the Terminator but said, "That's not me." ICC prosecutors say he commanded a rebel group that raped and killed people in Congo's Ituri province. China's President Xi Jinping has announced plans to cut his country's military force by 300,000 troops. That's 10%. He made the announcement just before a huge military parade Thursday commemorating the end of World War II. This is VOA News. U.S. officials say they have spotted five Chinese Navy ships in international waters off the coast of Alaska. A Pentagon spokesman confirmed the presence of the five vessels, noting that it is the first time the U.S. has observed Chinese Navy ships in the Bering Sea. A White House spokesman says officials have not detected any threatening activities by the ships. Republican Party leaders are breathing a bit easier after presidential frontrunner Donald Trump signed a pledge Thursday to support the eventual Republican presidential nominee and not run as a third-party candidate. Iranian Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei expressed support Thursday for a parliamentary vote in Iran on the recent international nuclear agreement. He said Parliament should not be sidelined in the process and that he would not tell lawmakers whether to approve or reject the agreement. Meanwhile, the U.S. Congress is preparing to debate the issue and lodge its own vote by the middle of the month. U.S. President Barack Obama will welcome Saudi King Salman to the White House Friday. It will be the Arab leader's first visit to the United States since ascending to the throne in January. The U.S. State Department is calling on Burundi's government to disarm all militias to prevent an escalation of violence. Burundi's government says a disarmament program is underway, but critics say the program is targeting areas that oppose the president's bid for a third term. Mohamed Youssef reports.
Burundi's capital, Bujumbura, has seen a rise in clashes involving police. Police said Wednesday that officers shot and killed two insurgents who had fired on them. On Sunday, police allegedly killed two opposition activists. Witnesses and officials say some residential areas like Jabe in central Bujumbura have seen multiple disarmament raids. Some residents accuse the government of taking revenge against them for demanding that President Pierre Nkurunziza not seek a third term. Mohamed Youssef, Nairobi.
Uganda's main opposition forum for democratic change has elected former leader Kizza Besigye as the party's candidate to challenge President Yoweri Museveni in the 2016 presidential election. The World Health Organization has declared Liberia Ebola-free, that coming after a 42-day period without confirmed cases of the virus. A U.S. federal judge in Kentucky has ordered a county clerk there to go to jail for contempt of court after the clerk refused an order to issue marriage licenses to same-sex couples. Rowan County Clerk Kim Davis defied a U.S. Supreme Court order to sign the marriage permit, saying doing so would violate her religious beliefs. The judge ruled that Davis's deputy clerks must issue marriage permits, warning them they too could face jail time if they refuse. I'm Dave DeForest in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.